on the wall, it was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Fruit of delusion. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters.
There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian. Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world but not of this world.
How can a woman go and be a pastor when the Bible condemns it? It means he's reading the Bible upside down.
If I talk now more than 15 minutes, let one coordinator come and collect my microphone. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. First Corinthians chapter 3, that's where we pick our text. Are we there? Verse 9. This is the way he put it, up to verse 11. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building, according to the grace of God which is given unto me. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take it how he buildeth thereupon. And I hope you know this foundation is a foundation of revelation, a foundation of our faith, where we stand upon. Verse 11 is my emphasis. For other foundation, can we read it together? 1, 2, 3, go. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And last week, we tried to look at what Apostle Paul got to Athens in Acts chapter 17, and where they had so many gods, but there was one that they did not know the name to give that god, because they want every other god to be worshipped. They have the god of fertility, the god of rain, the god of everything. In case there is one that they have not called, they erected one shrine and call it to the unknown God. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you today that if I borrow that terminology from Apostle Paul, this God of Israel that so many of us are supposedly worshipping, so many so-called Christians do not know who he is. You are going to church, but he's still unknown to you. It happened in Israel, in John chapter 4. And Jesus was at the water side, the well by the well, and saw that Samaritan woman. And immediately he saw him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just like Apostle Paul, also sometime, he went and saw the Corinthian church in confusion. I am of Paul. I am of Barnabas. I am of Peter. I am of this. That was the entrance of the spirit of denominationalism. And it took root from that time. No matter what Apostle Paul tried to do, that spirit had taken root. Once Satan is exposed, to achieve the same thing, he will just use another tactics. Now I am, you ask somebody, are you a Christian? I am redeemed. I am Christ's embassy. I am Catholic. I am Anglican. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul said, did Paul die for you? Do you baptize in the name of Paul? Is there anybody that baptizes in the name of Bride Assembly? So why are you more proud to be associated with your church than to be associated with Christ? Hallelujah. That is it. That's where the spirit is. It is because you are serving a God. Because that woman said, we worship at Shomolu. You worship in the Cheshire.
We worship on this mountain. You choose to say you worship in a temple in Jerusalem. And Jesus said, looked at him. He said, you worship, you know not what. You're just worshiping. He said, look, listen, first and foremost, you Samaritans, salvation is of the Jews. Praise God. Go back. What is actually telling her is, go back to the story of salvation. It starts with the Jew. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's true now. Do you know that a rich young ruler met Jesus Christ? The rich young ruler wanted eternal life. Every man, after you have gotten all the wealth you want on earth today, the next thing they are thinking of is life after here. Every rich man, that's why rich men are more afraid of death than poor men. The reason is, he doesn't know whether if he dies, he's going to continue in the comfort he was having while here. Or, you know, so here you see, he's afraid. Because he does not know his destination. So, he came to Jesus Christ and asked him, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And William Branham made a comment on that thing. He said, this is a man that had the greatest opportunity on earth. Something he has been looking for. Eternal life. He stood before eternal life. And turned away from eternal life. And so many of us sitting down here today too. That carry Bible. You are supposed to have that Bible, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, to show you the way from earth to glory. But you are holding that Bible and you are refusing to live by that Bible. You are in the same position like that rich young ruler. Why? Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The same reason he had is the same reason so many of us have. There is something on earth you are holding on to that is affecting your eternal destination. And you don't even know it. That's why, blessed be the name of the Lord, Jesus was walking. See how close he was to Martha and Mary's family. Lazarus' family. So close, sleeping with them, eating with them, and yet they didn't know who he was. Every day, What do you think Jesus will be talking with them? If anybody should know who Jesus is, it should be them. Every day he's talking about my father, my father, my father. Everything around him was unusual. If anybody should know who Jesus Christ is, they should be the ones. Their brother died and they are crying, coming to meet him. Oh, now you they come. 3 days ago, we told you, you know, come. I know if you were around, my brother would not have died. Do you know, I have heard that before. Some people came here. I've heard that from certain people that came here. Somebody who lost her husband from a particular problem. Oh, if I had known Bride Assembly, my husband would not die. Oh, this kind of church today. And you know that person, you know he's not a Christian. You know that person is not a Christian. We are talking about Christ, we are talking about church. Instead of you to say, oh, if I had a relationship with Christ, my husband would not have died. You are saying, if you had known this church. Am I saying something to somebody? I know you're keeping quiet because so many of you are the same thinking you get. I know church. I even told my wife, there are some people that with a talker, I said, you see, so-so person is in Bride Assembly for protection. the reason some people are in this church. They're not here to serve God. They are here because here, then they see. Here, if I come up from here, which will get me? If I remain here, hey, they are the ones that if you go to their houses by their bedside, bride assembly stick can reach four. Before they sleep, shallow water, three bottles by the side, the handkerchief, they're there, then four bottles of anointing oil, consecrated in bride assembly, they're there. Then, keep on there. Immediately they stand up to go and urinate, they see whether it's still complete. Then, as long as it's there, they have confidence. But the day they wake up and they see, say, rat, don't chop. They will not be able to sleep again. And you think that is Christianity. You are not a Christian, no? You are not a believer. Idolater. If that water disappears, you are dead. Praise the Lord. You come to bride assembly and you think that what we have to give you here is shallow water. That's why God gathered us here, to be drinking water. Yes, we will drink physical water and spiritual water. Show me the spiritual water. Thank you. Why do you like that one? You don't like this one. Anyway, that is the position of the rich young ruler. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus looked at the faithlessness of people around him and just, he began to weep. And Jesus wept. After weeping, he turned and looked at them. Hallelujah. Why are you talking like this? Have I not told you that I am the resurrection and the life? If a man believe in me, though he were dead, he will live again. He was preaching that to that woman. The woman still said, we know in the resurrection morning, he will rise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the resurrection morning, I know, on the day of resurrection, I know, say, he will rise again. But I mean now, to say you did now, he will rise again. That's why Jesus Christ, how will I explain this to these people? And he broke down, he became emotional and cried. Tears came out of his eyes. Faithlessness, lack of revelation. People are following me. I eat with them. I drink with them. And they still know nothing about me. Have I not said I am the resurrection? Am I the God of the living, of the dead only? Is both of the dead and of the living. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not only matter. Philip also in John 14. I go to my father. He took time. He was always revealing himself to his disciples. At one time, he was speaking, my father's house, there are many mansions there. If it were not so, I will tell you, I go to prepare a place. And where I am, I kept talking about my father. And then Philip says, I'll come every time. Show us the father and we shall be satisfied. And he turned and he looked at Philip again. Have I been so long with you, Philip, and you still don't know me? Have I not told you that if you see me, you see the Father? Why are you telling me to show you the Father again? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All this, the foundation of our faith, is knowing who Jesus Christ is.
It helps you to know how to walk with him. Don't be like Thomas until you see, say, now him be this. See the mark. Praise the Lord. See, William Branham preached a message that he titled, God is known by his characteristics. Satan is also known by his characteristics. Church, listen, this is important. Know the God you are serving. See, how do you have anything at all you know to identify when Jesus Christ is before you? Do you have anything at all to identify, to know when God is among you? That was the greatest problem that William Branham had in his ministry. He knew that the Christ himself that was pushed out of the church had come back again in his ministry. But instead of people to see Christ in his characteristics, they were calling him devil. If you know who Christ is and you know him from the scripture, then you can identify where Christ is. You can identify where Christ is. And failure to identify where Christ is what has, you know, made people to run up and down with every wind of doctrine. Anywhere they see any breeze blowing there, they will run there. God did there. Anybody that is anointed, God did there. Hallelujah. Don't be like Thomas. Show me. Open your palm. Let I see. Say you say you be Jesus. I know how you suffer for the cross. Make I see the mark. And Jesus showed him the mark. Of course. You know, Philip fell on his ground immediately and worshipped him. But can I tell you something? A demon can also appear before you and show you that mark. A demon can also appear and show you, Thomas, a demon can also appear and show you that mark. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. And he resurrected. And some disciples were on their way to Emmaus. And he appeared in their midst, like another traveler too. And he began to talk with them. And they began to talk. And he was talking. And even though he was giving a revelation and tearing down the scripture for them, they were enjoying it, but they still did not know that it was Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that before he was crucified, he had the Last Supper with them. When they got and it was evening time, he said, let me see whether they will still not remember me now. The same way he broke it that day, he broke it in the same manner again. and their eyes were open. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How did they know this is Jesus? The opening of the breaking of the bread. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed to his chosen people. Come and bow. With his manna he doth eat and supplies our every need. Oh, it is sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and die.
Come and die, call it. Come and die. You may be.
You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
He will bear.
He will bear a multitude. Turn the water into wine. To the hungry, call it now. Come and die. And in John chapter 6, hallelujah. In John chapter 6, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he was going to tell his disciples and all the followers the meaning of that bread. Come and dine. Come and dine here. It's not to come and receive miracles, signs and wonders. Church, listen, and whoever is listening to me all over the world. The food for the bride is not miracles, signs and wonders. It is the revelation of the word. Thousands were following him because, if you read from verse 1, verse 2, because he had done many miracles, healed the sick, crowd were following him. And then he capped up that miracle with 5,000 people, feeding them with 5 loaves of bread and just 5 pieces of fish. 5,000 until 12 baskets were left behind. They ate and there was left over. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what did he say? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The next day, they started looking for him up and down. When they found him the second day, Master, where have you been? I am saying this here now. Church, listen. It is a misplacement of priority. When Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all other things will follow. Hallelujah. Listen. Even in bride assembly. Hallelujah. Why are you every time following the prophets? Why are you not always following Pastor Francis? I was on the school teacher today now. You know his name? If it were a prophet. Amen. Look, do you know that almost half members of this church have the phone number of Engineer Double standing for Jesus? Why are you following him? It's because of the miracle. Church, I will say it. Every attempt for Satan to change our bearing in this ministry, I will bring you back to life. Am I speaking against gifts? No. A church that has no gifts, I doubt if the Spirit of God is there. The gifts, they are part of the composition of the church. There must be working of miracle, prophecies, interpretation, tongues and interpretation of tongues, healings, there must be. Word of knowledge, there must be. Every church, you must have it. But Satan has a way of shifting our attention from the real thing. Miracle can never make you a Christian. Prophecy can never get you closer to God. And that's why the most carnal people are normally gifted people.
They take more time in sharpening their gifts and have no time to study the word. Verse 26, John chapter 6. Jesus, hallelujah. Okay, verse 25. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. And that is the same thing I can say now. Why are you in bride assembly? Why have you chosen that church to be your church? You know the man has nothing to offer. Once you enter now, anointing, 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 and has nothing to offer. Nothing. He cannot explain John 3:16. He does not know the meaning. If he knows the meaning of John 3:16, he will not allow women to wear trousers to come to the church. He will not allow women to wear earrings and paint their faces and dress anyhow and come to church. He does not know the meaning of salvation. If he knows this Bible, he will not tell you that speaking in tongues is evidence of the Holy that you receive the Holy Ghost. I saw one woman that preached. I say that she's standing and preaching. She's the senior pastor of that ministry. It's evident she knows nothing about the Bible. How can a woman go and be a pastor when the Bible condemns it? It means he's reading the Bible upside down. And yet, that is your pastor. Praise the Lord. You call that you are sitting down here. You say you know Bible, and you see the gossip. You don't know Bible. Does the Bible not condemn gossip? You are as guilty as a woman pastor because you are doing something contrary to the Bible. What are you when they fornicate? What of you when they thief? 419, they go to church. Yahoo, Yahoo, they go to church. You went on the pay tithe, Uncle. You went to make millions every week and during offering 100 naira you they put. Do you know God? It's by your strength you got that money, Abby. You say you know God. And they talk for outside, oh, amen. The one where they hear, Uncle. You know God. He said, John said, he who loves he that begot must love he that is begotten of him. So if you love God, you will love his children also. I love that man of Galilee. Feel my way every day with love. You carry your motor, they go, rain, they fall. Only you and your wife, the empty car, you they splash potter potter on children of God, they go, do you know God? You don't know him. You don't know God, oh. You don't know God. Praise the Lord. So why are you following him? Why are you following God? Why? It's simple. He gave the answer here. It is because of the food you ate, the bread you ate. And he said it. Labor not for the meat which perisheth. Don't struggle for something that you know will come to an end here. But labor for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the bread of life. I say it again. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Don't follow him just because of
the perishable things he gives.
There is something more
than the miracles we receive.
The miracle is to attract you to come and know him.
That's why he said, you are not following me because of the miracle that you saw.
That means, he said, but because of the bread. Listen, church.
I close on that.
You are not following me because of the miracle, but because of the bread.
Because the miracle is supposed to attract a question in your heart.
Who is this man?
And everyone that met Christ like that, watch their testimony.
He was on the boat.
Hallelujah.
And the storm.
You know the story. How eventually
the storm will have capsized the boat.
The boat will have capsized.
The storm was raging. And yet he was lying down.
Do you think he was not aware of it?
Was he not aware of it?
When he was sleeping.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
May God give me that type of faith. Where storm will rage, and yet I will be calm.
It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved.
Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told me it doesn't matter. It matters.
There is yet another day that is His mercy still available.
The trials of the Christian. Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
Hallelujah. And he said, I said when I went to the camp, when we went to the singles camp, one of the mornings there, the Lord gave me a revelation. And that revelation was telling me, now we are moving to the realm of the power of the spoken word. Watch and see. And it is not for Pastor Moses. It is for the bride. It is for the bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He stood up and looked at the wind and demonstrated the power of the spoken word.
Hey! Peace be still. Was it not a miracle? Was it not a miracle?
Hallelujah.
The disciples did not say, hey, anytime this storm come now, we go wake him.
Hey, anytime storm come now, we go wake him. We go, so anytime, when I don't relax, hey, then they will wait for another time. When storm they come, they go say, hey, come on. See him. But what did they say?
They say, what manner of man is this? That is the question that is supposed to be aroused. When you see a miracle in the name of Jesus, you should be, who is this Jesus? That at the mention of his name, every knee bow. Who is he? What manner of man is this? Every miracle you receive is to make you get attracted. Who is this that the lame walk in his name? Who is this that a prostitute can become a saint just talking about him? Who is this that the blind we see? Who is this? What manner of man is this? And when you have that kind of come to Christ through this manner, then you are in a better track than those who are just coming to him looking for miracle, looking for food to eat.
Search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. He said, they are they that testify of me.
But that testimony is not even enough. But watch what it's doing in your life. In your life. So I was going to pray for somebody who was sick. And I was so sure that the person will be healed because of what I saw in the spirit. You know, when you are sure God is going to move. You know, you do it confidently. Confidently. It's different for if you are just, you know, acting by faith. Well, if you fail, I don't talk saying that God talk. And then quickly, I brought the camera. I said, snap this case. Because after this, there shall be testimony. And I told him, I said, have you ever seen a miracle before? He said, yes. I said, a real miracle that shook you? He said, yes. He said, no. He said, no. But I have seen miracle before. I said, in your life, have you seen it before? And 1, 2, 3, parap, the thing disappeared. And I said, now, you have seen the miracle. Praise the Lord. Does that not make you know that it's real? Then, praise the Lord. I didn't know that I became the address anytime he has problem. You see? I didn't know that I was telling the person that I can do miracle. So anytime there's a problem, so pastor, can I have your number? I mean your very private number, 24 hours, where person if he get you. Now that's not Christianity. Every miracle you have received, church, you were in that vehicle, everybody died, and you alone escaped, it is a miracle. You begin to ask, am I better than this person that died? It is to provoke a question in you. Why did God spare me? There must be a purpose. It brings you closer to God. Lord, fulfill your purpose in my life. Hallelujah. Not to begin to think that you are a superman. Superman. I just shouted, Jesus! And everybody died. Now let me wake up. What manner of man is this? That is what we are trying to find out. We will continue next week. Clap your hand for our Jesus. Clap your hand for our Jesus. Our Jesus. I say our Jesus.